This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The UN Human Rights Office says there's growing evidence that Russia had committed war crimes in Ukraine. Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said Russia armed forces have indiscriminately shelled and bombed populated areas, killing civilians and wrecking hospitals, schools, and other civilian infrastructure, actions that may amount to war crimes. The UN said it also appears that Ukraine has also used weapons with indiscriminate effect. The U.S. doesn't believe what Russian President Vladimir Putin is saying about the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley has details.
President Putin claims victory in the battle for the strategic city of Mariupol in the southeast, but the Pentagon says the fight is still on. The battle isn't over. About 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are holed up in a steel mill there. Pentagon press secretary and retired Rear Admiral John Kirby says the Russians made a big show of it when President Putin ordered his troops not to go into that plant, but instead told them to seal it off, apparently to try to free up his troops for a broader campaign in the east. Kirby says the Russians haven't taken Mariupol. There's still active resistance. His advice? We have to watch and see what the Russians actually do here. Kirby spoke to CNN. I'm Rita Foley.
The United Nations announced Friday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Russian President Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. He's also expected to have a working lunch with the Russian foreign minister. The UN chief wrote to Putin on Tuesday requesting a meeting to discuss the next steps toward peace in Ukraine. He also wrote to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, and his spokesperson is in contact with the government in Kyiv about scheduling a visit there as well. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban authorities said Friday a bomb blast inside a packed mosque in northeastern Kunduz province has killed at least 33 worshippers, including children. A Taliban spokesman confirmed the death toll. He said the bombing also wounded 43 people. On Twitter, the spokesman wrote, "We condemn this crime." Images posted to social media, which could not be immediately verified, showed holes blown through the walls of a mosque popular with Sufis north of Kunduz city. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Officials suspect Islamic State militants could be behind the bloodshed. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Afghanistan, in a statement, expressed his deep sorrow over what he condemned as a horrific attack. The New York Times is reporting that House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told other Republican lawmakers shortly after the January 6, 2021 Capitol building insurrection that he would advise then-President Donald Trump to resign. That's according to an audio recording posted by the New York Times on Thursday night. The Times said the audio is a recording of a January 10th conversation among House Republican leaders in which they discussed the Democratic effort to remove Trump from office. McCarthy has released a statement calling the report, quote, totally false and wrong. Officials in Shanghai have promised to ease antivirus controls on truck drivers that are hampering food supplies and trade as they try to keep the local economy functioning while millions of people are still confined to their homes. A deputy mayor promised Friday every effort to resolve problems that prompted complaints about lack of access to food. There are also fears that the shutdown, which confined most of Shanghai's 25 million people to their homes, might disrupt global trade. The deputy mayor said the city will forgive rent for 6 months for some 80,000 small enterprises in government-owned buildings. French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right challenger Marine Le Pen made final appeals Friday to undecided voters. Nearly 3 in 10 voters say they will not vote or have not made up their minds. That means despite Macron's lead in the polls, a surprise win for Le Pen cannot be entirely ruled out. Turnout is expected to be historically low. Surveys by France's leading pollsters put the turnout at between 72 and 74%, the lowest for a presidential runoff since 1969. And recapping our top story, the UN Human Rights Office says there's growing evidence that Russia has committed war crimes in Ukraine. The UN said it also appears that Ukraine has used weapons with indiscriminate effects. Marissa Melton, VOA News.